And now back to the Rosie on the House show, where today Rosie's friends from TWD Design, Build, and Remodel are joining us in studio. Today we're covering remodeling projects that are worth the money. Yee-haw! And those that just aren't. Call with your questions right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to Rosie on the House, this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. We're going to be talking about remodeling, and we're going to be talking about it in a way we haven't talked about it in a couple years. Probably maybe as much as 4 or 5 years. There seems to be a huge pent-up demand of folks that have been wanting to do something but have been too afraid or don't have the capacity to pull it off. But we're seeing more dumpsters, more J. Johns, and more job site security fencing going up than we've seen since about 2007, 2008. We're here for you. Answer any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin, anything from the foundations to the rooftops. You've got a project you'd like to get some advice or guidance on, give us a ring. But before you do, get over to the coffee pot, pour yourself that first big cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee. America and Rosie on the House run on Dunkin'. I've got Julia, my daughter Peanut. She's operator standing by to take your call at 1-888-767-4348. We've got Mike Reisch here pushing all the right buttons, as well as Mr. Pete, always. My wife Jennifer here, sweet Jennifer's here. So, and then in studio, we've got Todd Whitaker, Tom Malafa, and Ron Labrie, all from TWD Design Build Remodeling. So we've got the remodeling brains here to address any topic you'd like to visit on. Guys, Todd, let me bring you into the conversation here. You know, for those of y'all that don't know, Todd Whitaker Drywall Design Build Remodel is a remodeling company. Y'all are at 99th Avenue and...
We're 91st, basically, in 101.
91 and 101. Y'all been in office there. You're putting up your showroom now. Y'all are doing the design, build, remodeling. Todd and I have this relationship that, you know, I have a client call me that wants to remodel on the west side of town. I call Todd and say, go take care of these clients. And Todd has a client call him and wants to remodel on the far east side of town. They say, Rosie, you go take care of this one. So we've got a great relationship here. He is Rosie certified. What's driving phone calls at your office right now?
Well, I think, over the past few years, it's been... people not really knowing what to do with their hard-earned money. That being said, I think it's opened up a little bit in the recent future. People are starting to think, geez, I want to update my kitchen. I want to get rid of that acoustic on the ceiling.
Yeah.
That type of thing that they've been kind of wondering if they ought to do it, and now is a good time.
You know, I don't want to... Jennifer won't let me ever talk politics on the show.
Be thankful.
Yeah. But I can almost track to the day our phone quit ringing. And it was the day President George W. Bush went on national television. He looked like a deer in headlights, and he said, I've been to the edge of the abyss. And I thought, you know what? There's a lot of things I wish he'd have said, but that isn't one of them. And I mean, everybody that wanted to do a remodeling project at that point just stopped. And I mean, it wasn't just a slowdown. I mean, it stopped. And it is beginning to come back a little bit.
It is. And that's, when it did stop, you know, our company, TWD, and probably a lot of other companies out there as well, we had to diverse into other venues and go where we thought it was going to go at that point. And now it's all paying off. People are starting to come around and think, I need to remodel my house now, and it's a good time right now.
Well, you know, it wasn't that long ago. It was just a couple of years ago that in many cities throughout Arizona, we had a 12, 14, 16, 18-month supply of homes on the market. In virtually every community in Arizona now, we're under 3 months. So I think a lot of the people, a lot of the calls that we're getting are the people that now have bought that new home. Are y'all seeing that?
Yeah, we're seeing some of that, Rosie. It's like you said, the houses are a little sparse out there right now, and you know, it's starting to turn around.
Yeah.
As far as new builds and so on and so forth. But
one of my favorite pieces of advice for homeowners, when you buy new, maybe not try and start the remodel right away. Get in the house and feel it and live it and determine really what is broken in it, what traffic pattern's broken, what room doesn't work. So sometimes if you go into the brand new house with a remodel design, you know, buying the house with the idea of doing this, this, and this, sometimes if you're in it for a little while first, that changes.
It does. It does. You start feeling what needs to be where and why this isn't there and so on and so forth, just like you're saying.
Yeah. And Todd, you've brought two guys from the office. We've got Tom Malafa, general manager of the operation. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Rosie. Thanks for having us.
You bet. And Ron Labrie, design manager. Thank you for joining us. What are you guys seeing in the way of phone calls? Ron, you were saying you were out on a couple sales calls just yesterday.
We're seeing people on the west side. There are a lot of older homes as well as some newer homes that have been turned quite recently with the customers coming in. And like in the Sun City area, the homes are just dated. And people are moving in and automatically they just see acoustic ceilings, they see low ceilings, they see that it just needs to be updated. And so we're getting customers with that. And then they're realizing, wow, we could really update this whole house because the kitchen is dated. Many times we're getting bathrooms. Bathrooms seem to be the hottest right now. I think people have, like you said, have this pent-up demand, wanting to remodel for the past and just holding off on that. So we've got the new used home buyer that wants to fix it up and update it, and then we have those customers that have been in their house and want to do something, and they're wanting to typically do their master bath at this point.
And I want to talk to all the Arizona homeowners that are contemplating remodeling. We're using, as a part of today's conversation, a report that you can download from the internet at remodelingmagazine.com. Pull up the Remodeling Cost Versus Value Report 2013. We're talking about remodeling bathrooms, and in that report, they take the average of various remodeling projects that have been done throughout Arizona. Remodeling a bathroom can start for a median basic bathroom remodel. It's the most expensive room in the house, right? I mean, you're putting the plumbing fixtures in it, you're putting the tile in it, you're putting the mirrors in it, you're putting the cabinets in it. I mean, every expensive component of a remodel, you're cramming into a very, very small room. And according to this report, you can expect to spend in a master bath remodel anywhere between $500 and $1,500 a square foot. Yeah. It kind of depends on, you know, how big is a dog. Jennifer, you've got callers waiting for us here?
I do. We have Robert in Phoenix, and he has a little do-it-yourself project he'd like some help on.
Well, I think we've got the people here that can help him out. Robert, good morning. Welcome to Rosie on the House.
Thank you. So I am remodeling a downstairs bathroom, and my wife decided the built-in cabinet wasn't good enough. We needed a vanity that kind of looked like a piece of furniture.
Okay.
So we found one finally. Took us a while. But when it arrived, we bought it in California and they shipped it. It came in pieces. So the granite top and the sink, it's an undermount sink, was all separate from the actual vanity part.
Okay.
So my question is around, they say I need some kind of a silicone caulk to attach the undermount bowl to the granite. And I'm wondering how long I need to let that cure before I put it onto the actual vanity.
All right, so we've got a vanity that's been shipped in with a marble top and an undermount sink. That top isn't pre-drilled with any kind of mounting brackets or anything. They're expecting
it. It does have four holes in it for that hole of screw that helps also. I think assist hold the sink on.
Okay, yeah. There should be some kind of little undermounting bracket. But once you caulk that rim, you guys feel any different than me? I say I would probably caulk it before I installed it, allow the sink to sit upside down on top of the underside of the sink for a while. But 4 to 6 hours is going to be plenty. But if you let it go overnight, you'd be all set. Todd?
I agree 100%. Yeah, it should be good and set by then.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, man.
That's what I needed.
Yeah, just don't trust the caulk to hold the sink there. Make sure you go ahead and utilize those pre-tapped holes and the mounting brackets as well. Let's try and squeeze in one more call here real quick. As you hear us, take care of callers. You're welcome to give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. The experts from Todd Whitaker, TWD Design Build Remodeler, here in studio to help us answer your questions about remodeling.
Now we have Ray in Mesa.
Hello, Ray. Good morning.
Well, Ray said he won't do it. This is Chris.
All right. Well, let's see if we can help Ray out.
Okay. We have a problem. We have an air conditioner that's mounted on our roof. And when we have a very bad rain with extremely high winds, water comes in the house through an air intake. And last time this happened, I was walking barefoot on the tile, not realizing it happened, and I slipped on the water and wound up with a concussion.
We've had two
AC people come to take a look at it after it's rained the past couple of times. And nobody's been able to find it. What can I do?
Well, you need to call George Holowinski.
Who?
George and Sons Roofing.
George?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever used any of the contractors on our referral network?
Let's see. Last year we have used, let's see. Oh, my heavens.
But you're familiar with the website.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, okay, it's the number one contractor referral directory in Arizona.
Right.
Go in there, log on for the Phoenix Market.
Right.
Take a look under roofers.
Right.
You'll have a few. But George and Sons, George Holowinski, we call him Smiling George. There's never been a roof leak in Arizona that man can't find. And you it may be the air conditioning guy's fault, but you need a roofer to fix it. So get George and Sons there, and they'll take good care of you. All right, dear Ray, I appreciate it. And she was filling in for Chris. Is that what it was?
Yeah, I guess he was radio shy.
All right. Hey, folks, we're covering the cost versus value remodeling report. If you've got a remodeling project you'd like to talk about, get online at 1-888-767-4348. We'll be right back with the folks from TWD Design Build Remodel.